Long before automated teller machines and computerized banking systems, a person's financial transactions were recorded in ledgers by hand. And as this was done, credits were usually listed in these ledgers using black ink, while debits were written in red ink. As a result, some expressions developed, which are still in use as I understand, the expressions being in the black and in the red. If a person or business is said to be in the black, it means that it or they are operating at a profit and without debt. Being in the red, however, means that a business or an individual is operating in a deficit or a debt-based situation. These colorful financial expressions, however, can also be used to describe one of two possible spiritual conditions. As a matter of fact, the Bible at times speaks of the human spiritual condition in economic terms. A person can be said to be spiritually poor or rich or in debt or free of debt, and thereby spiritually in the red or in the black. The colors red and black were also part of the canvas on which was depicted the amazing events of Good Friday, the day on which our spiritual ledgers experienced a remarkable transformation. Two verses from the 27th chapter of Matthew, verses 35 and 45, present us with the following image. They crucified him. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. When describing our natural spiritual condition, the phrase that has to be used at the outset is, of course, in the red. The all-important heavenly ledger, the heavenly bookkeeping system for man's spiritual account, was flooded with red ink, so to speak, when sin entered the world. Those whom the Lord created spiritually in the black, healthy, rich, perfect, pure, immediately experienced bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy, when that forbidden fruit was picked. The great spiritual depression in the Garden of Eden had taken place, and it was a spiritual crash that would extend from one generation to another all the way down to our own time. The prophet Isaiah viewed sin-stricken people of his day as those who have spiritually have no money. But why should that be a concern? What's so bad about being spiritually in debt to God as the result of sin? What's so bad about that is the fact that spiritual debt means eternal death. The holy God can welcome into glory only those who are paid in full, completely righteous, as they ought to be, in the way that he initially created man. Those who are lacking are cast away. Using the financial framework of thought in one of his parables, Jesus spoke about the individual who was found lacking. When a servant couldn't pay what was owed, Jesus said his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. Being spiritually in the red is a very deadly and dangerous spot to be in. And since we were all in the red because of our sin, we all were in serious trouble. Before coming at the end of the age to tally up and to settle spiritual accounts, however, Jesus did the amazing. He came to pay our debt. He came to get us out of the red, and the only thing that could get us out of the red was the shedding of his red blood. They crucified him. Jesus allowed his enemies to pierce him and to bruise him so that he would shed the blood that alone could get us out of our spiritual debt. The book of Hebrews explains that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. With the shedding of blood, however, there was forgiveness of the eternal type and the right type. But because the right type of blood was used, No animal blood could pay our debt successfully. No human blood of type A or B or any other type could. It had to be blood type P. Our propitiation required the pure and perfect blood of the Son of God. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the Lamb of God, takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. When Jesus instituted the supper, the Lord's Supper, which will again be offered this weekend, he explained, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Since we were spiritually in the red and could not get out of debt on our own, Jesus shed his holy, precious blood as the full payment for our guilt. Our account now is paid in full. We are now spiritually in the black, forever freed from God's judgment, the judgment that was carried out by him on that Good Friday. We're told that from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. As Jesus carried out the dreadful task of canceling our debt, an odd and ominous thing happened in the sky. In the middle of the day, God replaced the light of day with pitch darkness. The day disappeared. Through that strange darkness, God was likely stating a number of things, one of which appears to be the fact that he was leveling on his Son the harshest punishment possible. In the Old Testament prophecies, the Lord associated judgment with darkness. Isaiah declared, "Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." On Good Friday, the Lord added a visual component to his judgment on his Son. All was sullen and dark. In order to make our deliverance complete, God demanded that our substitute not only shed the blood that could atone, but also experience the torments of hell. In order to get us out of the hole that we were in, Jesus had to experience hell. And he did so willingly. He actually chose to be tormented, as the hymn writer wrote, that our doom might be prevented. Since Jesus suffered the darkness of God's judgment, since he endured that frightful type of black, we are in now the good kind of black. He paid our spiritual debt with his blood and suffered the divine jail sentence, time in hell, in our place. Peter explains, "You were redeemed not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, from your empty way of life inherited from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and spot." And because of that, the apostle goes on to describe Christians as those who now have been given a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and that fades not away, kept in heaven for you. In rescuing us from complete spiritual debt, Jesus didn't just pull us up out of the hole and set us on the ground. He has filled us up with that which we were lacking and added great riches in abundance. He gives us an earthly life which is covered with his righteousness and perfection, and he promises us an eternal life filled with joys and pleasures which exceed our highest aspirations. The amazing account of our salvation. When he saw that we were spiritually in the red, Jesus came to suffer and to shed his red redeeming blood. And because he endured the darkest darkness of God's judgment on our behalf, we are now spiritually in the black, loaded with riches of every kind. Because of that wonderfully colorful Good Friday, we now possess the most wonderful future. And we sing of his atoning work on our behalf in hymn 156, verses 1, 2, and 5. 156, 1, 2, and 5.